Hey, be sure to check out our website tonight, kymnradio.net. Northfield Raider basketball will be streaming both audio and video from Lakeville South High School as Lakeville South entertains Northfield in the first round of the section tournament. We'll have more on that in just a few. But right now, we do have, we're joined by a special guest from the Friends of the Northfield Splash Pad. I got it right. We have Adam Olson sitting in with us. Adam, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, am I the only one that has problems with splash pad?
Yeah, the more you say it, the easier it gets.
Okay. We'll probably be saying it a few times here. I've already said it a few times today. Maybe I'll get better. Let's talk about this. There's a movement in town, and you're among the people leading the charge to get a splash pad. Start off by talking a little bit about yourself. Who are you? And
sure.
You're a Northfielder, I take it?
Yeah. My name's Adam Olson. Mm-hmm. I moved here after college in 2012. Married my wife here. We have two kids, 5 and 4, Charlie and Henry, and we have one more on the way.
All right. Boy, that's 5 and 4 and one more on the way. That's right in the wheelhouse of splash pad
territory. Yeah. So that's how we got introduced to them.
Okay. For our listening audience that don't really know what a splash pad is, can you draw kind of a visual through through just a description of it?
Sure. Well, splash pads have been around for a while, but they're really kind of blowing up now. And a splash pad is a zero-depth water park. So that means there's no standing water at all, which makes the splash pad totally accessible to both kids and different abilities alike, and encourages diverse play with all the different water features. So water will spray out of the ground and go through different features like big buckets on top that'll fill up and splash down on kids, and laminar flow like mushrooms that'll spray water out for littler kids, and all sorts of different activities.
It's really amazing. With the presentation that you gave a couple of weeks back to the Northfield City Council, there was a packet that came along with it that has some pictures of various splash pads around. I don't know if this is the area or somewhere. They get really creative with this thing. It looks like a lot of fun, especially if you're a 4 or 5 year old.
Yeah, absolutely. And no two splash pads are the same, which is pretty interesting. Actually, we've partnered with community recreation specialists who builds 90% of the splash pads in Minnesota. And an interesting part is that all of the fixtures are interchangeable and connect to a universal mount. So there are communities like Edina and Eagan who will switch out fixtures between their splash pads, and so they're never even the same 2 years in a row. You can reconfigure them and mix and match.
That's an interesting concept as well, trading with different communities. Let's talk about the vision. If you could have this thing built today, what are we looking at? How big is it going to be?
Well, our vision is about a 3,000 square foot splash pad, which is pretty about a medium size splash pad. And right now we envision it next to Memorial Park, or next to the pool, to utilize the existing infrastructure there. Since we're looking to build a recirculation splash pad, which means the water is cleaned and reused rather than a flow-through system that just pumps water in and then it goes in the storm drain. Since it's a recirculation system, it needs access to bathrooms, water, a shower, and a pool operator, because it is technically a pool at that point. And all those are at Memorial Park, but that's not set in stone. If the city is willing to help, we could put it really anywhere.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Greg Olson, or excuse me, Adam Olson is our guest. We're talking about the splash pad, the potential splash pad. I guess one thing, probably the first question you get from a lot of people is, how much is this going to cost? Who's going to be paying for it? Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we approached the city about 3 years ago now and asked, you know, could you build us a splash pad? And they said, well, no, that's not really how it usually works. There's a long process to get things done. And so we decided to kind of go out on our own and try to raise the money ourselves and partner with the city further down the line. So we're trying to raise $500,000 to build this splash pad, and then it would become a city park, and they would maintain it and run it, bring it up in the spring, and winterize it in the fall.
So $500,000 will get it done?
$500,000 will get it done. Of course, that number can go bigger if we want more features, or it can go down a little bit if we tighten our belts.
All right. As far as the use of this, you know, I'm picturing little kids. Mm-hmm. You will probably be your biggest customers.
Yeah.
But you know, are there other people that can use this as well? Will it have features that, you know, I don't know if adults would want to, or maybe handicapped people, or just anyone could go to?
Well, yeah, great question. It's totally accessible. So it's people of all ages and abilities can use the splash pad. The kids, the parents like it because they can bring their kids to a totally safe environment where the kids can be semi-autonomous and play with other kids, you know, in that safe environment. And then it's totally ADA accessible as well. And we have planned the splash pad and budgeted specific features for kids with different abilities. Some of the features are right at wheelchair height, so they can play with their hands, with flowing water. And you know, it's totally accessible to get in and out. There's no steps or ramps. So,
all right. One thing that would come to mind for a lot of people, especially with young kids, and I'm sure you with having young kids, is the safety factor of this. Mm-hmm. Will there need be, lifeguards present, adults present? What about the safety issues?
Actually, there's no lifeguards required since there's no standing water. Mm-hmm. They're totally open, free to use. So you can just walk up to the splash pad, and it's all controlled by a computer, so the water's not running if there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
A kid typically activates via a button. The water starts going, runs for 15 minutes. And then they'll press the button again. So, yeah, it doesn't need to be manned. There's no lifeguard needed at all.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great idea. And at $500,000 in this day and age, that seems dirt cheap. Our $500,000, I should say, mm-hmm. that figure, going back to that for just a moment or so, is... Right now, building and construction has the costs of materials have really exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Is that taking into effect, into account what the final price tag may
right.
be?
Right. So we've talked with Jeff, who's the rep for Consumer Recreation Specialists,
mm-hmm.
and he said just a month ago, we might need to tack on about 10%. For increased building costs this year, if we can lock it in mm-hmm. this year. So we're not sure where it would go from there, but we're looking at about 10% possibly tacked on to this total.
All right. The size and scope of the project, you mentioned this is kind of a medium-sized project, what we have envisioned. If fundraising does go well, would you think about adding maybe a little bit? Are there certain things that you'd like to see that would be on the wish list, but mm-hmm. maybe not initially?
Actually, so they scale really well. We can build a bigger splash pad with more fixtures to put features on down the line pretty cheaply. So we can go to a 7,000-foot splash pad relatively cheaply if fundraising goes well.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, something commonly added to splash pads is shade structures for, you know, the people watching the kids and benches and landscaping. So, yeah, there's a lot of places we can go. If fundraising goes well, this can, you know, really become an absolute jewel of our park system.
All right. It sounds, I love the project and I love the, just the idea. And you see the kids running through there and having fun. We were talking early this morning here on the morning show that, you know, we used to have to run through a sprinkler in the backyard. I'm sure there's a lot of people of the generation that didn't really have a splash pad like this. But, boy, what fun it would be. Your fundraising, if somebody out there would like to contribute or find out more about this, what do they do?
Sure. You can email us at northfieldsplashpad@gmail.com. If you have any questions or if you'd like us to speak to a group or a board, we're happy to do that. We also have a website, northfieldsplashpad.com, and on that website, there's a link to donate. So we've partnered with Propel Nonprofits as our fiscal donor, or our fiscal sponsor, sorry. And so we are a 501c3 through them. So all donations are tax deductible, through Propel Nonprofits.
If all goes well, the fundraising goes well, when would you like to see this done and what would be left, you know, the hurdles to get over before it's completed?
So right now we have city council's kind of verbal approval. They're on board to make it. If we came to them with a check today, we could get it done in 12 weeks time, according to Jeff at Consumer Recreation Specialist. He says he can build one in 12 weeks. So it's all about getting the cash in hand to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like we have the city's approval to go forward. There are questions about where we're going to put the splash pad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open for it to be on any side of town. It's just paying for the infrastructure to go in, because we've spoken with multiple Parks and Rec departments across the upper Midwest, and the three things that keep coming up that you need in terms of infrastructure is parking, shade, and bathrooms. So wherever those are present, we can build a splash pad.
Interesting. All right. Is there anything else that Adam, that we should know about the splash pad?
Well, if you want to go check out a splash pad for yourselves, there is a really nice one in Rosemont, right by the police station. That's where most of the people on the splash pad board saw a splash pad for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're taking our kids to splash pads. And, you know, we don't want to be leaving town for, you know, our recreation and our kids' recreation. We want to stay here, spend our dollars in town, and not have to go out of town for that sort of thing.
Understandable. Well, Adam, best of luck to you with your, you know, we wish you continued success as you move through this project, and hopefully at some point we'll see a splash pad here in town with kids playing.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. That is Adam Olson once again with the group organizing to get a splash pad in Northfield. And like any of our interviews, if you missed it live or if you'd like to go over something, just go to our website, kymnradio.net. They're all archived on there, and you can podcast them whenever and wherever you want.